Misha says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yomei Aleph, Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. There are four different Rosh Hashanahs every year, and one of them is Be'echad B'Shvat. Be'echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonois, according to Mishamei, according to Beis Hillel, it's B'chamisha Asabayah and Tu B'Shvat. And the question is, what exactly is the gather of this Rosh Hashanah of Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat? So the Pasha says it's a very technical day. It doesn't really have any chashivas to it. It's not a real Rosh Hashanah. It's not a Yom Tov. It's just a day, the cutoff day to know which year you take your Maisus on. As Rashi says, you can't take off Maisus in the Paris that Rechainet before Echad B'Shvat and the Paris that Rechainet afterwards. That's the cutoff line for taking off Maisus from Paris. But there is no chashivas to today. There's no element of a Yom Tov at all. Just a technical date, Legabi Maisus. But from the Mordechai over here, you see about the Gechidosh, you see not like that. The Mordechai discusses the following Shiloh. The Fez and Rosh Hashanah happens to fall out on Monday, which is the first day of Tainus B'Hab. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that there's a minig to be Misana Beis Hei Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Sukkot and after Pesach. And it used to be very common for people to be Misana. Today it's not so common. Many still say the Slichas of B'Hab, but that is the Indian of the Tainus of B'Hab. And the Mordechai has the following Shiloh. He says, what happens if one of the days of B'Hab falls out on Tu B'Shvat? Are you allowed to be Mis'an or not? Either Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now, what does he mean? How could B'Hab fall out on Tu B'Shvat? So, B'Hab is not just the B'Hab that we know, which falls out after Sukkot and Pesach, but there's also a B'Hab which any Tzibur could decide to be Gezer themselves. If there's some type of Tzar, they want to be Gezer Tainus, they could be Gezer Tainus of B'Hab, like you see this in the Mishnayos and Tainus, the series of Tainusim of Monday, Thursday, Monday. So, let's say for some reason they wanted to be Gezer on the one of the days happens to be Tu B'Shvat, or Echad B'Shvat is a mutter to be Misan on that day. The Pashas would say, yeah, why not? There's no Hashivas, it's not a Yom Tov, it's just a regular day. It should be mutter to do it. But the Mordechai says, the Gemara Chiddush, he says there would be also to be Misan the Taniyas of B'Hab on Tu B'Shvat, or on Echad B'Shvat, because in Maisa, the Mishnah calls it Rosh Hashanah. It's called Rosh Hashanah, like the other Rosh Hashanim. It's together with the other Rosh Hashanim. And being that it's called a Rosh Hashanah, that gives it a certain Hashivas, has a certain element of Yom Tov, a certain element of Simcha, and therefore there would be an Isser Tainus on that day. So it's a Paladek Chiddush, even though it's just a technical date, but being that it's called Rosh Hashanah, together with the other Rosh Hashanim, that itself gives it a Chashivas of a Shtikl Yom Tov, and there would be an Isser Tainus. Just interesting to point out that it's Yadua, it's always pointed out that Rav Meir Shapiro, through his Takana of the Daf Yomi, you see a lot of Hashkacha, and when the day of the Daf is Chal, and Daf Beis and Rosh Hashanah is Chal on the first day of Tainus B'Hab, and this ending of B'Hab is discussed over here by the Mordechai, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, one of the earlier Mekayis of B'Hab, is discussed mamish on the first day of Tainus B'Hab of this year. But al kopanim, this Chiddush of the Mordechai, I think, is a mucker for a Chiddush to Kabir HaGra. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuflam Adalf, we don't say Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat. The question is, why not? It's not a Yom Tov, why don't you say Tachnun? And the Bir HaGra says, he's mitzayin the Mishnah over here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis that there's four Rosh Hashanim and one of the, and Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you don't say Tachnun. And the question is again, okay, it's a Rosh Hashanah, but it's a very technical cutoff date for Maisus. There's no Kedushas Hayayim, there's no Yom Tov, there's nothing. Why is that a reason not to say Tachnun? What does the Gra mean? L'chare, the Makar, the Gra would be this Mordechai. Seen from the Mordechai that from the fact that it's called Rosh Hashanah, that itself gives it a certain chashivas. It's a day of Simcha, and that would be a Makar for not saying Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat, and today it became even more of a day of Simcha. Al pi sad in other inyanim, but there is an element of a musig of Simcha on the Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat, Echad B'Shvat, even though the Pasha says it's just a cutoff date for Maisers. Now, on this inyan of the Chiddush of the Mordechai, they don't say can't be Mis'ana on Echad B'Shvat because it's called Rosh Hashanah. The Emek Bracha asks an interesting Kasha. He says, l'fi that, it would follow that you can't be Mis'ana on Echad B'Elo either, because the Mishnah says that Echad B'Elo is Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. So even though it's seemingly just a technical date when you could the cutoff time for Maaser Behema, but l'fi the logic of the Mordechai, if it's called a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Rosh Hashanah. It has some type of din yom tov, and it would be an iser tainus, and it should be aser to be misana on echad be'elo. And even though, anyways, it's Rosh Chodesh and you can't fast, it's Rosh Chodesh. And the Bracha says it could be nafkaminas where it would be nageya not to fast because of being a Rosh Hashanah. And he says it's gemal degechidush lo shamana. We don't find that you can't fast on echad be'elo because it's called a Rosh Hashanah. Question is, why not? L'fi the Mordechai, why is it different than Echad B'Shvat? And Emek Bracha wants to be Matziah, that being that today, Bizman Hazeh, Maaser Behema is not Nayeg, Chazal Ravatl, the Mitzvah Maaser Behema, there are Eker Davim and Atar B'Shev Al Taisa, so the Mitzvah is not here at all, so that whole Rosh Hashanah became Batal, it doesn't have Chashivas anymore, and therefore you're able to be Mis'ana. That's what Emek Bracha wants to say. I just want to point out that what he's saying is not so Pashut. There's a, the Taisis Yom Tov in the end of Bechayis asked the Kasha, he says, how could Chazal say that there's no din ma'aser behema bizman hazeh because of takala, whatever, how could they be arka davar v'natara? And he says, anechinami, they're arka davar v'natara b'shava al taisa. They have a right to do that. They were oikir the mitzvah. But Rabbi Zalman Moshe Horovitz in Tshuvas Ohel Moshe says a different shot. He says, if you think about it, Ma'aseh Behemah, you don't really find a chiyuv to do Ma'aseh Behemah. It doesn't say anywhere you have m'chiyuv to be bring yourself to a chiyuv Ma'aseh Behemah. It's if you happen to count 10 behemoths, then the 10th one becomes Kaddish and has Din of Ma'aseh Behemah. But it's more like a mitzvah kiyumis. If you happen to count 10, then there's Din of Ma'aseh Behemah that are chal. But if you don't count 10 behemoths, you don't go through that process of Ma'aseh Behemah, there's no chiyuv to bring yourself to do it. And therefore he says, Bizman Azeh, Chazal just said, don't bring yourself to the chiyuv Ma'aseh Behemah. Don't do something that will bring about that chiyuv. But they didn't have to be Iker, and they weren't Iker. The chiyuv is still here today, like any other time. And if a person would do it, the chiyuv would be chal. They just said, don't do something that would bring about that chiyuv Ma'aseh Behemah. So according to him, they weren't Iker the mitzvah today, the Sheval Taisa. The mitzvah is still here. It's Chai V'Kayim like then. It's just we don't bring ourselves to that mitzvah. Lefi that, what the Emi Racha is saying is not so pashit, because the mitzvah is still here. It wasn't Nekar. And maybe it does have a din Roshan, and there should be a din of Amis Anamboy. But the Emi Racha is assuming not like that. He's going like the Taisis Yantav, that there was a real Akira, there were Iker the mitzvah Gamim, but Sheval Taisa. And therefore, the whole Roshan of Ma'aseh Behemah, Bechir Be'elul, is totally Batal B'Zman Hazeh, and the Issa Tainos would no longer apply.